So we pick up in the gospel text where we left off yesterday, the two on the road to Emmaus, returning to Jerusalem, giving their witness and their testimony. And while they were still speaking, Jesus appeared there in Jerusalem in the midst of them. Peace be with you. It is a peace that the world cannot give. So often we think of peace as a situation of the absence of chaos, the absence of things that's going on around us. But that is not what true peace is. The absence of violence, the absence of war. Peace is when things are ordered to God and from God. And so the peace that God gives to us is unlike any peace that the world can give. You can possess this peace in the midst of war. You can possess this kind of peace in the midst of a concentration camp, or the midst of a storm or violence. It is not dependent upon the situations that surround you. It is about the right ordering to God. Peace be with you, he says. The reality for the apostles and the disciples that are there is they have never it is their experience of something that has never happened before. Not like this. Jesus affirms, he says, look here, touch. Know that I'm not a ghost. See that I have flesh. See that I have bones. Do you think Jesus was hungry that he asked for something to eat? No, it was to prove that he had a stomach. I can't read this passage and not think of the scene from the movie Ghostbusters that came out when I was in sixth grade, of a ghost consuming large quantities of food, but all of that food just simply ending up on the floor below the ghost. I think about that scene because that was what would happen. Jesus eats in their midst because he wants to show them that he has truly been raised from the dead. He truly is alive. He's not a ghost. And then he takes the time to continue the lesson, the Bible study, you might say, continuing to explain to the disciples where in the law of Moses, where in the books of the prophets, where in the Psalms of David, all of these things were spoken of beforehand. All that Jesus endured, all that Jesus did to fulfill everything that was spoken of him. And there was nothing that was spoken that was not fulfilled in Jesus. But he has to open their minds to understand the scriptures. It seems that grace is necessary for all things, especially when it comes to walking in faith. Grace to understand and to see a light shining in the darkness of our minds so that we might know and understand. My brothers and sisters, in our own walk with Jesus, we do not encounter an idea. We don't encounter a story. We don't encounter a list of rules of what we are to do and what we are not supposed to do. We encounter a living God who died and rose victorious over the grave. To be a believer, to be a Christian, is to encounter the living God, not to just adhere to a list of things that we believe, but to actually encounter a living God. We have to remember this. Because if it's just a list of do's and don'ts, we can be replaced with any other list of do's and don'ts. We have encountered the risen Lord, just as those in the gospel today have encountered him. We have encountered him in mystery and sacrament and sign and wonder, but we have encountered a living God. This is the basis of our faith. Amen.